the one interesting one would be Gainesville, though. That would definitely, by all means, be very, very interesting and very, very unusual. As far as we know, it's the first time something like this has ever happened in the county, at least to this extent. The Republicans were legally required to file an official notice of caucus by July 12th. They instead filed it on the 15th, and a Democratic resident in the town of Gainesville happened to see that and decided to contest that, and it was found to be, by the County Board of Elections, a valid challenge. And what that means is all the Republicans who are going to run in the town of Gainesville were ineligible to do so. They're off the ballots. They are now running as write-in candidates, but otherwise only Democrats are on the ballot this year. And the people who are not on the ballot include some incumbents and people along those lines who have been in office a while. For a long time, Gainesville was traditionally a Democratic stronghold in Wyoming County. Democrats tended to dominate. Right now in the modern era, for the past 20 years or so, the Republicans have had the advantage. In fact, right now I think they have a 2-to-1 advantage in registered voters. But they have to know enough and care enough, if you can call it that, to come out and do a write-in vote for the Republicans who are running. The Democrats automatically in this situation have the advantage of actually being on the ballot. So it's a situation where you have at least two Republicans who have announced their candidacy for the town board for town supervisor going against each other as write-ins while the Democrats have their official candidates. So it is going to be interesting to see how that works out. One of the other factors is when it comes down to election night, since they are going to have so many write-ins most likely, I think they're going to have to hand count the ballots, which will, in an electronic era, that's going to be pretty interesting.